Well, today we're going to visit about the homeownership grant program. Southwest Iowa Planning Council is helping to facilitate the opportunities that are out there for folks who are looking to purchase. And I want to talk today with Alexis Fleener. She's Community Development Director with the Southwest Iowa Planning Council here in Atlantic. Alexis, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for asking. Well, we wanted to talk a little bit about this homeownership assistance program. I know it kind of was talked about a little bit the other day at a meeting, and I'm just kind of thinking, is it one of these things that's there that folks really don't know a lot about?
It is, because the money goes so quick. So a lot of times a realtor will know about it, or a banker will know about it that has used it before, but maybe someone's working with a banker that's never used it. So we want to make sure we get the word out to everyone to let them know that this is available. The funds do go quick, but it's available right now.
Folks have so many more options too. Traditionally, we deal with a realtor, deal with the bank locally, but you know, there are folks that do all kinds of things online different ways now too. So I assume that, you know, if you don't know the local resources that are out there because you're using a different system, then you're missing out.
That's a really good point. Yes, there is a lot more options available. So a lot of times we are getting referred by some local folks, and it used to be these funds were gone in 3 months. Now it's kind of 4 and 5 months. So we want to make sure that the broad community, or anyone that might be thinking about buying a house or is in that process and thinking, you know, I might qualify for this and I need a little assistance on my down payment to make my mortgage less, we want them to contact our office.
Okay, very good. Well, let's get down to the nuts and bolts of how this program works. The money is coming through another grant, correct?
That is correct. We get the funds every year through our housing trust fund that we operate, and we get the funds from the Iowa Finance Authority. So we refer to it as IFA, I-F-A.
Okay, so the money is kind of getting passed through, and we needed to get passed through another level to get into folks' hands that really could use this. Who can take advantage of this program?
Yeah, so anyone that is buying a home, you don't have to be a first-time home buyer for these funds. It could be maybe your second or third home. But anyone that's buying a house or in the process of buying a house, and it's based on median income in each county. So I don't have a blanket you have to make under this certain amount for everyone, because we serve 7 different counties in the area. So it all just depends on the median income level in the county that you live in. But it's anyone living in Harrison, Shelby, Cass, Montgomery, Page, Fremont, or Mills counties. So kind of in our corner of the state area, excluding Pottawatomie County.
Okay, sure. Now, you say this is means tested then, so is it difficult to meet those guidelines?
It's not as difficult as some of our other programs. A lot of our programs serve, we say, low to moderate income individuals. Some programs we have to serve lower income individuals than other programs. So this program in particular is a higher income threshold. So I would say that it more people would qualify for our homeownership assistance than some of our other programs.
Okay, very good. So the money that they're able to get through this program, you know, sometimes folks, for example, will rent for a while and decide they'd rather put some equity into something, but maybe they don't have enough to put down a decent down payment. Is this something that can help with that?
Yeah. So this is this opportunity is specifically for down payment assistance.
Good.
Because sometimes maybe someone's credit isn't as good, so the bank's requiring a higher down payment, or, you know, a lot of young professionals out there have a lot of student loan debt, or, you know, something, and it's becoming harder and harder to save for a down payment for a home. And like you said, attaining home ownership is a good way to put your money into a property that you own.
Yeah, and timeliness is everything, because right now you're looking at a lot of folks who are, you know, still financially being affected. Maybe their livelihoods or just their personal finances were affected by the pandemic.
That's correct. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it's the housing market's tight as well. So there's not as many houses on the market. So it is timing is everything with this. If you're thinking about purchasing a home, but you're worried about your down payment, you can contact us just to see the income guidelines in the county that you live and see if you even qualify for something like this, and then you can kind of plan ahead.
Sure. Okay. Very good. Now, we use the term grant because sometimes there are grants, but sometimes we also hear of perhaps some low interest loan opportunities and things too. Are both available for folks?
Yeah, we offer, it's kind of a mixed deal here. So we offer a $4,000 that you would get is a 5-year forgivable loan. So we say grant because that's an easy way of saying it, but essentially you have to live in the home. The strings that are attached to you is that you have to live in the home for 5 years, and then that $4,000 chunk of down payment assistance becomes forgivable. If you want to go all the way up to the $7,000 limit that we have, the $3,000 chunk is a 1% loan that you have to pay back for 5 years. So first $4,000, if you're just looking for a forgivable, purely forgivable loan, then your $4,000 is going to be your target. But if you need a little bit more for that down payment assistance, if you want to go all the way up to $7,000 for that down payment, then that $3,000 is what you'll have to pay back over 5 years.
Okay, but still that 1% interest rate's very attractive.
Yeah, it is. It's probably the cheapest loan that you'll find. So
don't doubt that. Well, Alexis, tell us about the process then. If someone is interested and wants to learn more about that, they can see what's running through their heads right now. Well, I'm sure there's a ton of paperwork involved and it's going to take forever. So tell them what the process is like.
Yeah, so the process can move fairly quickly if you have a purchase agreement already in hand. So anyone that has purchased a home knows that that process in and of itself with the bank can be kind of timely. Time consuming. You don't just put an offer on the house and then, you know, a week later you own it. So that, we work with the bank. So that's probably the most efficient way that someone could contact us and see if they qualify, and the process can move fairly quickly if you have a purchase agreement in place and you're working with a bank. But like I said, if you're thinking about purchasing a home and want to see if you qualify, you sure can contact our office and see what those income limits are. But once you apply, you have to get income verified. And that's not going to be, if you're working with a bank to do your mortgage paperwork, it's not really much different than what we'll ask for. We're just going to ask for your last, income information over the last year or two. And you provide that to our office. We work, we can email things back and forth. You can stop by in our office to work with someone one-on-one or over the phone. So we're available multiple ways, and we're going to help you get your paperwork done as efficiently as possible.
Well, that has to be pretty attractive to folks, knowing that you're not going to have to duplicate your efforts with making sure all those financial documents are taken care of. You've largely done a lot of that maybe through your traditional bank mortgage, so now you can reuse some of that.
Exactly.
Excellent. All right. So if they want to know more or they want to get in on the application process, just contact the Southwest Iowa Planning Council?
That's correct. And specifically, Ann Anstey in our office is the one that they will be working with. And she is very well versed in making these grants and getting people, explaining the program, explaining the process, and getting people through and meeting, you know, meeting your timeline. So she works as fast as the people on the other end can work to get this done. It's a partnership and a group effort.
Very good. All right. And it is a finite amount of money. So if you are interested, better to do it today than tomorrow.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. It can go quick, and it's kind of a first come, first serve. As long as you qualify, you know, you can, and the funds are still available, you'll get it. But sometimes towards the end, it's a little bit of a timing thing.
All right. So contact Southwest Iowa Planning Council as soon as possible if you have interest in maybe using this to be able to get yourself into a new or your first home. Alexis Fleener, thank you so much for the time here today. Appreciate it, and good luck with the program.
Thank you. Have a great day.